ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 28. Puranjan becomes a woman in the next life. Text 51. Tatra purvatara kaschit sakha brahmana atmavan santvayan vaguna samna tam aha rudatim prabho. My dear king, one Brahman, who was an old friend of King Puranjan, came to that place and began to pacify the queen with sweet words. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The appearance of an old friend in the form of a Brahmana is very significant. In his Paramatma feature, Krishna is the old friend of everyone. According to Vedic injunction, Krishna is sitting with the living entities side by side. According to the Shruti mantra, Dva Suparna Sayuja Sakhyaya, the Lord is sitting within the heart of every living entity as Surit, the best friend. The Lord is always eager to have the living entity come home, back to Godhead. Sitting with the living entity as witness, the Lord gives him all chances to enjoy himself materially. But whenever there is an opportunity, the Lord gives good counsel and advises the living entity to abandon trying to become happy through material adjustment, and instead turn his face toward the Supreme Personality of Godhead and surrender unto him. When one becomes serious to follow the mission of the spiritual master, his resolution is tantamount to seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As explained before, this means meeting the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the instruction of the spiritual master. This is technically called Vani Seva. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur states in his Bhagavad Gita commentary on the verse Vayava Sayatmika Budhir Ekeha Kurunandana, Bhagavad Gita 2:41. That one should serve the words of the spiritual master. The disciple must stick to whatever the spiritual master orders. Simply by following on that line, one sees the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Paramatma, appeared before the queen as a Brahman. But why didn't he appear in his original form as Sri Krishna? Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur remarks that unless one is very highly elevated in loving the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one cannot see him as he is. Nonetheless, if one sticks to the principles enunciated by the spiritual master, somehow or other, he is in association with the Supreme Lord. Since the Lord is in the heart, he can advise a sincere disciple from within. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 10:10. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam pritipurvakam tadami buddhiyogam tam yenamam upayantite. Those who are constantly devoted and worship me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. In conclusion, if a disciple is very serious to execute the mission of the spiritual master, he immediately associates with the Supreme Personality of Godhead by Vani or Vapu. This is the only secret of success in seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Instead of being eager to see the Lord in some bush of Vrindavan, while at the same time engaging in sense gratification, if one instead sticks to the principle of following the words of the spiritual master, he will see the Supreme Lord without difficulty. Srila Bilva Mangal Thakur has therefore said, Bhakti Stvayi Stiratara Bhagavan Yadi Syad Daive Nana Palati Divya Kishora Murti Murti Swayam Kulitanjali Sevate Sman Dharmartha Kama Gataya Samaya Pratiksha. If I am engaged in devotional service unto you, my dear Lord, then very easily can I perceive your presence everywhere. As far as liberation is concerned, I think that liberation stands at my door with folded hands, waiting to serve me. And all material conveniences of dharma, religiosity, artha, economic development, and kama, sense gratification, stand with her. Krishna Karanamrita 107. If one is very highly advanced in devotional service, he will have no difficulty in seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If one engages in the service of the spiritual master, he not only sees the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but attains liberation. As far as material conveniences are concerned, they automatically come, just as the maidservants of a queen follow the queen wherever she goes. Liberation is no problem for the pure devotee, and all material conveniences are simply awaiting him at all stages of life. Text 52. Brahmana uvacha katram kasya sikho vayam shayano yasya shoshati yasi kim sakayam mam yena gre vichachartaha. The Brahman inquired as follows. Who are you? Whose wife or daughter are you? Who is the man lying here? It appears you are lamenting for this dead body. Don't you recognize me? I am your eternal friend. You may remember that many times in the past you have consulted me. Purport. When a person's relative dies, renunciation is automatically visible. Consultation with the Supersoul seated within everyone's heart is possible only when one is completely free from the contamination of material attachment. One who is sincere and pure gets an opportunity to consult with the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his Paramatma feature, sitting within everyone's heart. The Paramatma is always the Chaitya Guru, the spiritual master within, and he comes before one externally as the instructor and initiator spiritual master. The Lord can reside within the heart, and he can also come out before a person and give him instructions. Thus, the spiritual master is not different from the super soul sitting within the heart. An uncontaminated soul or living entity can get a chance to meet the Paramatma face to face. Just as one gets a chance to consult with the Paramatma within his heart, one also gets a chance to see him actually situated before him. Then one can take instructions from the super soul directly. This is the duty of the pure devotee, to see the bona fide spiritual master and consult with the super soul within the heart. When the brahmana asked the woman who the man lying on the floor was, she answered that he was her spiritual master and that she was perplexed about what to do in his absence. At such a time, the super soul immediately appears. Provided the devotee is purified in heart by following the directions of the spiritual master. A sincere devotee who follows the instructions of the spiritual master certainly gets direct instructions from his heart, from the super soul. Thus, a sincere devotee is always helped directly or indirectly by the spiritual master and the super soul. This is confirmed in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. If the devotee serves his spiritual master sincerely, Krishna automatically becomes pleased. Yasya Prasadat Bhagavat Prasada. By satisfying the spiritual master, one automatically satisfies Krishna. Thus, the devotee becomes enriched by both the spiritual master and Krishna. The super soul is eternally the friend of the living entity and always remains with him. The super soul has always been ready to help the living entity, even before the creation of this material world. It is therefore stated here, inagre vichacharta. The word agre means before the creation. Thus, the super soul has been accompanying the living entity since before the creation. So the two verses that we just read continue the discussion from last night and this morning. The basic idea is that the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the spiritual master work together to deliver the sincere disciple. The super soul acts from within the heart of the disciple to give him instructions, and the spiritual master appears before the disciple to give him or her instructions from without. But as we discussed yesterday, although the spiritual master appears before the disciple to give guidance to the disciple, the spiritual master is himself inspired by the super soul within. And although the super soul within gives instruction to the sincere disciple, the super soul within the heart is not alone. The super soul is sitting within the heart along with all of his associates, including the spiritual master. And therefore, the super soul and the spiritual master work together both from within the heart and from outside. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada is most appropriately quoted, Guru Krishna Prasadi Pai Bhakti Lata Beach, that by the combined mercy of the spiritual master and Krishna, one gets the seed of devotional service, and one gets instructions how to water the seed and protect the seed and help the seed grow until ultimately it provides the fruit of love of Krishna. And as we have read in Chaitanya Charitamrita, when the devotional creeper grows strong enough and big enough, it actually pierces the covering of the material universe and takes shelter on the spiritual planet of Goloka Vrindavan and bears fruit in the form of love of Godhead. And Chaitanya Charitamrita further says that even then one should continue the process of watering the plant by hearing and chanting within the material world, which implies that even when we're in the material world, we can still enter into the spiritual sky through love of Godhead and attain the lotus feet of Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan, even while we continue to exist in the material world. And in such a state, one can see the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face, and at the same time continue to exist within the material world in service to one's spiritual master. And really, I know many devotees who have analyzed what is the purpose of life, what is the purpose of remaining in the material world. And they've come to the conclusion that the only reason to exist in the material world is to preach Krishna consciousness, to serve the mission of the spiritual master. Otherwise, there's no reason to remain here. And therefore, although the devotee may have the sentiment of giving up his life to join his spiritual master, he doesn't actually physically give up his body, but he engages his body in the service of his master here in the material world for as long as the higher authorities desire. So as we discussed yesterday, the disciple may have the sentiment of wanting to give up his body to join the spiritual master. Just like Narottam Das Thakur also prayed that, you know, I will smash my head against the rock and enter into the fire. The devotee has the sentiment. Raghunath Das Goswami, he was actually serious about giving up his life at Govardhan. But in the end, they remain in the material world for the sake of service to the spiritual master and the Lord. And in such service, they actually gain the association of the spiritual master and the Lord. So I guess we can continue with the questions. I just thought I would maybe summarize what we had been discussing and read the appropriate verses from the Srimad Bhagavatam. Are there any questions or comments?
You mentioned that within the heart, in the form of God, the Super Soul, plus there may be, there are the associates of. So is it of God, you know, available? So is it prayer, or what is it that would connect someone? Like, would it be possible if they, if Jesus Christ was also a eternal associate of God, that a Christian would get guidance by, you know, not praying or connecting, or if we want to, we pray to our spiritual master, for instance, who has departed, that we'll get more guidance that way. And what's the difference between prayer and like external glorification?
Well, one question is, what's the difference between bandhana and kirtana? Shravanam, kirtanam, Vishnu, Svardham, bandhana. Prayer means to address the Lord. One disciple asked Srila Prabhupada if there is a particular way in which we should pray. And, of course, the main thing is the heart. But still, Srila Prabhupada said that the general format is to present one's lowly position, to admit one's lowly position to the Lord, then to praise the Lord's glorious qualities and mercy, and then to ask the Lord for mercy, like Narottam Das Thakur. You know, you are the most merciful incarnation of Godhead. You've come to deliver the most fallen. I'm the most fallen. So please deliver me first. And kirtanam means glorification. And again, there's, you know, nama kirtanam, rupa kirtanam, guna kirtanam, lila kirtanam. But even if we take nama kirtanam, Srila Prabhupada said that the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is also a prayer to the Supreme Lord and His internal potency. And what is the prayer of any devotee? The prayer is, please engage me in your service. So it's also a type of prayer. But vandanam is direct, directly addressing the Lord and praying for mercy. And again, there are two types of prayers. In one, one repeats the prayers of previous devotees. Like we sing the prayers of Narottam Das Thakur, and the other is one spontaneously offers one's own prayers. But in the prayer, one addresses the Lord directly and prays for mercy, for service. Now, what was the other part of the question?
I guess it was something like, you said that this, not only can Krishna guide someone, but that the spiritual master can guide also, because he's also attending at heart. So I guess I was asking, should we pray directly to the spiritual master or to just Krishna if we want him?
Well, we more or less answered the same question yesterday, that each individual has his own realization of Krishna consciousness and his own approach to Krishna consciousness. And Srila Prabhupada would encourage the individual devotee's particular approach. So, you know, if someone approaches the spiritual master, we encourage him. If someone approaches the deity of, you know, Sri Sri Radha Neelamadava, we encourage him or her. We can't say that one is right or one is wrong or one is better or one is lesser. But certainly the spiritual master is especially merciful. Among all the deities, Lord Nityananda is the most merciful, and the spiritual master is the representative of Lord Nityananda. And if we serve the spiritual master, we'll get the mercy of Lord Nityananda. He'll be pleased. If one serves the spiritual master, Lord Nityananda becomes very pleased, and he's ready to award all benedictions to the sincere and selfless servant of the spiritual master. And then when Lord Nityananda gives his mercy, then Lord Chaitanya gives his mercy. And when Lord Chaitanya gives his mercy, then Radha and Krishna give their mercy. So, in one sense, you know, we can approach, you know, the spiritual master first. But then again, the spiritual master tells us to approach Krishna. So if we do chant Hare Krishna and sing prayers and glorification of Krishna, then the spiritual master is also pleased. And then Lord Chaitanya is pleased too. Radha and Krishna, please. And we approach Lord Nisringadeva. We can approach Prahlad Maharaj. And again, we may want to approach different deities for different purposes. Like, if we want to be free from envy, we can approach Prahlad Maharaj and Lord Nisringadeva, because Prahlad Maharaj especially prayed to Lord Nisringadeva to pacify the envious people. You know, if we want to, if we want to chant the holy name better, of course we can pray to any of the deities or all of the deities. We pray to Haridas Thakur. So like that, different incarnations or different devotees are known for different specific qualities. So we can pray to them according to their specific qualities and ask for their special mercy. But I think one who wants mercy should, you know, leave no stone unturned. As one devotee said, leave no katori unturned. Why not? And we also see in Narottam Das Thakur's poems and prayers, he prays to everyone. And Srila Gurudev loved the prayers of Narottam Das Thakur. Yes.
Yes. It doesn't have to be specifically for me and Peter Mandav. As we understand that we offer the Boga to Krishna through Guru, my question is that how do we understand that the Guru really understand that we are offering the Boga to him? That Guru realized that Special Master realized that what are offering that we are doing, even though he is not present, you know, personally, or how can we understand that we are really offering to Guru?
Well, you cannot understand because, you know, can you understand how your hair is growing? You cannot understand. Srila Prabhupada said we can ask who, what, where, when, but we cannot ask how, because it is inconceivable how. How is your heart beating? You cannot understand. But when Srila Prabhupada was asked how it is possible, he replied, by the mercy of Krishna. The spiritual master will appear in your dream. Does the spiritual master know he appeared in your dream? But does his appearance in your dream have significance? Srila Prabhupada said, if the spiritual master appears in your dream, you should take it as a special mercy of Krishna. Did Srila Prabhupada know every time he appeared in some disciple's dream? So, we always have to understand the spiritual master in relation to the super soul and not see them separately, and understand that the spiritual master is inconceivable. It's like I mentioned, you know, some devotees would ask, as if addressing Srila Gurudev, you know, why did you leave us so soon? You know, they would speak of Srila Gurudev as if he decided to leave. You know, why did you decide to leave so soon? So in one sense we could say, well, he wasn't conscious that he was going to leave. But in one sense, we can say he decided to leave because he had various desires. And in taking him, Krishna fulfilled his desires. So in one sense, we can say he decided to leave. So, you know, the spiritual master naturally wants to help all of the disciples. Ultimately, he wants to help every living entity. And because of his desire to help them, and because of their desire to receive help from him, he can appear to them in different ways by the mercy of Krishna. But the fact that he's not conscious, and again, they're like, you know, like Srila Prabhupada, some disciple asked Srila Prabhupada, are you conscious of everything that your disciples are thinking all the time? Everything that your disciples are doing all the time? And he said, no. But he can become conscious of whatever Krishna wants to make him conscious of. So, Guru Krishna Prasad, Guru and Krishna work together, and you know, okay, we say, okay, the spiritual master is in Bombay, and disciples are offering prasad to his picture all over the world. He might be giving Srimad Bhagavatam class while they're making an offering, you know. He might be translating Srimad Bhagavatam while they're making the offering. So is he conscious that they're making the offering? You know, okay, so many disciples are offering to their spiritual masters, and their spiritual masters are offering to Srila Prabhupada, and there's so many lines, and then they're offering to Rupa Goswami. Is Rupa Goswami conscious? But it doesn't affect the transcendental process. because it's inconceivable and it's happening by the mercy of Krishna. Devotees have even raised the question. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur has raised the question that if Krishna is enjoying pastimes with Radharani and the gopis in Vrindavan, and some sadhaka, Raghunuga sadhaka, prays to him, is he conscious of the prayer? He's enjoying with Radharani and the growth of Vrindavan. Is he conscious of the prayer of some Raghunuga sadhaka? So Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says that, well, we could say that Krishna in Vrindavan is not conscious, but the super soul is conscious. But the Raghunuga sadhaka isn't interested in the mercy of the super soul. He wants the special mercy of Krishna with the gopis in Vraja. But he's enchanted, you know, by the charms of the Vrajavasis. How is he going to be aware of the prayer of some Raghunuga sadhaka on the earth somewhere? And then Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur gives the answer that yoga maya makes the arrangement. But again, if we ask how, it's inconceivable, but she makes the arrangement. Yoga maya makes all the arrangements to facilitate the pastimes of Krishna. Like when Krishna is with his friends in Vrindavan, he doesn't think he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He thinks he's an ordinary child. When Mother Yasoda shows the stick, Krishna's afraid. He's not pretending to be afraid. He's actually afraid. Because he's thinking, Mother Yasoda is my mother. I'm her son. She may beat me. So he's actually afraid. So just as yoga maya makes the devotees forget that Krishna is the Supreme Lord, she also makes Krishna forget. And therefore the reciprocation of the Lord and the devotees in Vrindavan is perfect, because they forget he's the Lord and he forgets he's the Lord. And Mother Yasoda actually feels that I'm his mother, he's my son, and he feels she's my mother, I'm her son. But when some demon attacks, yoga maya reminds Krishna that he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Otherwise, if some demon attacked and Krishna thought, I'm just an ordinary human being, then he would be as afraid as everyone else. You know, when the forest fire came, then he would be as afraid as the other cowherd boys. So then, yoga maya reminds Krishna that you're the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you have all powers. And then he can swallow the forest fire. But when the need is over, again yoga maya comes and makes Krishna forget. And then he can relate to the cowherd boys as equal, and he can relate to Mother Yasoda and Nanda Maharaj as their dependent, they're subordinate. Because Krishna's ultimate purpose is to please his devotees. So to facilitate Krishna's desire to please his devotees, yoga maya makes him forget that he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so that he can reciprocate with them perfectly as a friend, as a son, as a lover. But again, to facilitate Krishna's service to his devotees, when the need arises, Yogamaya reminds Krishna of his powers so he can save his devotees from the forest fire or the other forms that the different demons take. So in the same way, even though Krishna is entranced by the beauty of Srimati Radharani and the bushes of Vrindavan, Yogamaya can also arrange that he hears the prayer of the Radhanuga Sadaka, fulfills the desire of the Radhanuga Sadaka. So, you know, in the same way, directly or indirectly, as Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, indirectly or directly, the spiritual master and the Supreme Personality of Godhead help the disciple. And you know, we should believe it first of all, and we should rejoice in it. Yes.
We use the argument against the Mayavadis when they say that, you know, Maya, we are Krishna, but now we've forgotten. And we say that if that means Maya is stronger than Krishna, couldn't they throw them back on us? We say that Krishna is forgotten by Maya.
Yes, from from one point of view, one could say that Yogamaya is more powerful than Krishna. But although he allows her to have influence over him, still she's subordinate to him in that, and she only uses her influence over him for his purpose, which is to please the devotees. And again, Krishna's energies all come from him. And are therefore subordinate to him. But he does allow them to have control over him. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada said that, you know, that the Mayavadis want to become one with God, but we can become greater than God. But there's a difference between Yogamaya and Mahamaya. And they're saying that God comes under the control of Mahamaya. But, I mean, there's a point to what you said. But nobody can really understand Yogamaya unless he becomes a devotee. So, I mean, if any Mayavadi got that far, probably wouldn't be a Mayavadi anymore. All right, so it is just time. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Gurudev ki jai. Itai Gaur Premanande.